It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We begin this morning with presidential candidates and pocketbook issues. In a moment, we'll hear how both candidates plan to lower taxes. First, a day on the campaign trail with John McCain. He did react to the breaking news that Iran had tested longer-range missiles. But as NPR Scott Horsley reports, voters wanted to hear his reaction to a faltering economy.
Long before he got to the high school gym in Portsmouth, Ohio yesterday, John McCain knew what would be waiting for him, a room full of people anxious about making ends meet. Sure enough, in the middle of the town hall meeting, a nonprofit manager named Mary stood up to ask about threatened layoffs at a cargo airport in nearby Wilmington, Ohio.
We will lose 8,600 jobs. We're just small people trying to live a life, and I want to be able to keep our nonprofits alive.
McCain didn't promise any direct relief, but made a pitch, as he often does, for job retraining through community colleges. And he said problems like those in Wilmington are widespread.
Americans are worried about the security of their current job, and they're worried that they and their kids and their neighbors may not find good jobs and new opportunities in the future. To make matters worse, and you know this very well, the price of gasoline has gone over $4 a gallon, and it continues up.
These town hall meetings are a favorite campaign format for McCain, but the questions are unpredictable, and it's easy to get off message. Since the staff shakeup last week, McCain's advisors have worked on sharpening his opening statements. Yesterday, he delivered that statement without a teleprompter, which has given him problems in the past. He talked about tax cuts, government spending cuts, and energy independence. Earlier in the day, McCain donned a red, white, and blue hard hat to tour an experimental coal plant in Pennsylvania, along with Steve Winberg of CONSOL Energy.
The coal comes in here, and we burn it in this high-pressure vessel. It's very efficient, low CO2 emissions.
McCain is generally skeptical of government subsidies, but he's proposed spending $2 billion a year to help develop clean coal technology. There are other signs of last week's shakeup in which Bush-Cheney veteran Steve Schmidt took control of the campaign. The photo ops are more carefully staged now, and the economic message is reinforced with daily conference calls and high-profile supporters on the morning TV shows.
Jake, and we're joined now live from Denver by a member of his economic team, McCain campaign senior advisor, former CEO of eBay, Meg Whitman. Good morning, Meg.
Good morning. Nice to see you again, Diane.
Yesterday, Iran's missile test punched a hole in the campaign's newfound discipline. Soon after the test was reported, McCain departed from his economic theme long enough to criticize both the Iranian government and Barack Obama. Both candidates say they want tougher sanctions against Iran, but McCain faults Obama for saying he would couple those sanctions with more direct diplomacy.
Lines of communication are fine. Action is what's necessary.
If McCain had his way, the election would be fought on national security issues like this one. But that's not the case, and McCain knows it. En route to Ohio, he said he'd be going back to the economic message, not because it's what his handlers want, but because voters insist on it.
Right now, the economy is such that it's hurting them every single hour of every day, and that's why they have to talk a lot about it.
Some in the town hall meeting were wary of McCain's support for nuclear power. A uranium enrichment plant in their region has turned into a costly cleanup project. But others welcomed any new source of energy. Renee Wampler even backs McCain's plan to expand offshore oil drilling.
Probably if he brought that up 10 years ago, I might have been against it. I've got sort of an environmentalist side to me, but I think right now that there is a need.
McCain will try to stay on that economic message today with a town hall meeting in Michigan. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Detroit.